This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend we made a few years back, Dan Merriment. He's with the Connecticut Association of Fairs, CTAGFairs.org. He's on the board. He also does stuff with the Durham Fair. And like he says before we got started, there's a lot of volunteer things. And that's one thing I want people to realize, that a lot of these CT agricultural fairs are volunteer driven. Dan, thank you for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Joey.
So the fair season has started kind of a little bit. We've had one or two, but the fair season's getting ramped up. How's it looking? How's the fairs coming together so far?
They're doing great, Joey. Our fairs start around the July timeframe, and they kind of culminate in mid-September. And maybe what a lot of your viewers don't, which we're fortunate to live in a state where we have over 40 fairs that begin in July and end in, like I say, mid-September. They fall into different categories: 4-H fairs and grain fair, all run, Joey, as you mentioned, by awesome volunteers.
So now, what is the big difference? I was looking through the schedule. What makes each fair either a 4-H fair, a Grange fair, one of the major fairs? How do they get categorized?
So the Connecticut Association of Fairs, Joey, has what they call different classifications. And basically, it's the size of the fair, the length of the fair, the number of exhibits that they have to offer. You know, as an example, how many livestock exhibits do they have? How many personal skills, canning, baking, all those things. So it varies based on the fair, based on the size and complexity of each fair.
Okay, because I was always, it's one of those things I always wondered what makes, I mean, we know of the major fairs, the Berlin Fair, your fair, the Durham Fair, the Harwinton Fair, the Lebanon, the Woodstock, the Goshen, the major fairs, but there are a lot of other fairs that go on in the state, and I don't think they get enough publicity, enough promotion, I feel.
So I would recommend your listeners go to CTAGFairs.org, and there you can get our current brochure. And all the fairs throughout the state are listed there, and you can actually drill down to each one of those fairs and find out dates, what's going on, what they're offering. There's a ton of information on that website.
And one of the cool things you guys started doing a while back is, like, I guess you could call it the season pass. Do all the fairs, one low price.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. This year it's $100. It's a great value, especially if you're, you know, an avid fair goer and you're going to visit two or three of these fairs. It's a great value to purchase. And again, it's available on ctagfairs.org website.
And you've been doing this a little bit. You know, we won't give away your age, but you've been around the corn pen a little bit, if you will. What has what has changed over the years with the fairs, if anything?
You know, one thing, a personal concern I have, Joey, is that we're blessed to live in a state that's still focused on agricultural fairs. And like I mentioned before, we have a lot of them. But a lot of the interest, especially young folks coming up through the circuit, they don't seem to be as involved as you know, fares were, let's say 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Our society's changing a little bit. Cultures, farms are dying out a little bit. But one thing that we're blessed with, this state still has a great focus on agriculture, education of agriculture, and the state of Connecticut is a big supporter of our fares.
And I think that's one thing, especially in the past few years, whether it's the flooding of the Connecticut River or the early frosts taking out the peaches, I hope and I feel more people are actually starting to pay attention to those things that, you know, the weather in this area impacts our agriculture either positively or negatively with the blink of an eye.
That's true. But, you know, Joey, one of the things that I always say about these fairs, there's something for everyone. Mm. If a family's looking to go out and spend a day or a weekend, there's just so much that these fairs have to offer. You know, great entertainment, of course, great fair food, great crafts, New England crafts available to them if you're into doing some shopping. The exhibits are unique through across all the fairs. Woodstock, as an example, has a great horse show. That's one of their notable. Each fair has something uniquely different, and we're just really proud of our heritage. You know, just want to make a point of, like, the Brooklyn Fair. Mm-hmm. That started, Joey, in the 1800s, to give you an idea how long we've had these types of fairs in the state of Connecticut.
Well, they might not have had food trucks back then, but they sure had food at the fairs, and that's one thing, you know, I look at it either way. You can't go to the fair starving, and you can't go to a fair hungry, because all you're going to do is eat and then find a bench to sit on and do nothing if you overindulge yourself. But the food at fairs, I think, has changed dramatically in the past 10, 15 years.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
That's true. I mean, some of these vendors are getting so creative about different types of, you know, banana, bacon, this, or just crazy concoctions, but the fairgoers love it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the attractions.
And one of the things I love going is, you know, always head to the animal barns. It's one of those things, we just tried to teach our kids this and tried to get them to understand that farming and agriculture, as big as it is in this state and in this area and in our heritage, still goes to the wayside, and people don't realize where their food is coming from. And a fair is kind of one of those places you can sneak that information into a kid without being too overly in front of them, because let's be honest, kids don't want to be told anything, but they'll absorb it in a weird way.
Well, that's so true, but if you think about the passion of a young man or woman that has raised a cattle or a llama or rabbits, whatever, in terms of the whole livestock spectrum, they take a lot of pride and joy in raising those animals, and then take even a lot more pride and joy to show them at these fairs. So from an education standpoint, to your point, Joy, that aspect of the fair for me is probably one of the most important things these fairs offer, is the livestock.
Yeah, and it's one of those things is my nephews down in Texas grow rabbits for shows and stuff like that. And the boys, my children, got experience of that last year when we went down helping with the rabbits, feeding them, cleaning the cages, getting them ready for shows. And my sister-in-law kind of, you know, went over, you know, what you're looking for. And it's just those little things that they catch on, whether you're walking through one of the pens and talking to one of the owners of llamas or alpacas or goats or chickens or, you know, giant dairy cow. Just absorbed a little bit of information. It makes you think a little bit what and how fragile the whole agricultural state is in any given area.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to look at the Durham Fair as an example. They have over 10,000 exhibits that, you know, that range from baking, canning, photography, woodworking, crafts, needlework, sewing, quilts, flowers, you know, livestock, goes on and on and on. And all of this is done by volunteers that have a passion that want to show their exhibits. And there's a lot of contests that go on as well, so they can vie for contention on some of their stuff. So it's just an awesome environment.
And now I'm still waiting for that form to come. I'll volunteer to taste food. You know, if you need a judge one weekend, I'm there for you, Dan.
Well, we'll take you up on that. We'll take all the help we can get, especially when it comes to the fair season. Very, very busy time for all of us right now.
And one thing you brought up is the Durham Fair. It's kind of near and dear to your heart. That's one of your baby fairs, I guess you could say. You know, the acts that come through, either the concerts to the Durham Fair, other fairs, it's one of those things I think that is extremely underrated. People don't realize some of the shows and performances that come through to these bigger and smaller fairs across the state.
That's true. You know, we have a pretty good history at the Durham Fair, having some major... When I look at the historic roster, Joey, of all the acts that have been at the Durham Fair, I'm still amazed at some of the notable, you know, entertainment we've had. This year, they were having, 38 Special. They've been at our fair, previously. So Friday night, we're having Chris Jansen, which is an upcoming CMA artist. And, of course, 38 Special, most everybody knows 38 Special with their Hold On Loosely hit some years back. So that's just a sampling of type of entertainment that just to single out the Durham Fair that they had year over year.
And I mean, I'd be curious when you talk to these acts, you know, different fairs, the Durham Fair, other fairs, acts that come through, like, to think about like these major acts playing a fair in Connecticut, like, that's got to be weird for them, but in a cool way, like, yeah, this, we're going back to our listeners, no pun intended, we're going back to our roots. Like, this is how a lot of these major acts started their career.
Well, that's true, and I think a lot of them really enjoy, there's a certain category of entertainer, obviously, that, you know, fits into these fairs from a budget standpoint and a logistics standpoint, but I'll pick on Foreigner a couple years ago at the Durham Fair. They brought the Coggenchog High School up on stage with them, so that made such a special community event where they sang it. That's one of the most notable things that I've witnessed at the Durham Fair, and a lot of these acts really embrace getting the community involved, so it's awesome.
That's cool, and I mean, that's the thing. You said it right there, community. Each fair is its own community. The people come out to support the fairs, to support community members, whether it's a farm, it's a seamstress, it's a baker, it's a woodworker. The community comes out to all these fairs to support each other, and it's just, it's one of those, you know, as corny as it sounds, it's those New England traditions that still stay alive every weekend from pretty much now till the end of the fair season.
That's very true. We have a deep history in the state of Connecticut with country fairs, and like I say, they date back to the 1800s.
And that's pretty cool. That's a testament to how important fairs are in this area, and the interest, thankfully, that is still being involved in these fairs, Dan.
Absolutely, and you know, again, I mentioned earlier, I'm pretty proud to live in the state of Connecticut. The state of Connecticut, especially Department of Agriculture, they still are very supportive, state legislator, very supportive of these fairs. So we're blessed to have all that support.
Well, Dan, thank you for joining me this morning. Again, Dan Merriman, he's with the Connecticut Fairs. It's ctagfairs.org. Dan, there's so many things. You have your fair, the Durham Fair, the Berlin Fair. I'm torn this year because I don't know where we're going to be for the Harwinton, Portland Fair. But there's no weekend right now through the end of the season you can't throw a rock and hit a fair in one of your neighboring towns, Dan.
That's absolutely true. And again, go to that website, pull down the fair brochure, and you'll get access to all the activities going on throughout the state.
So ctagfairs.org, get your season pass, hit up more than one. You know, fall in New England is coming. This is our time, people. This is what we're here in New England for, fall agriculture. There's no better place to do it right here than at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.